What are you observing from the president since his impeachment and acquittal?
Well, we have, it's exactly as we had been warning, that an acquittal, especially an undeserved one, would result in a lack of limit setting. He himself is unable to limit his behavior, so it has to come from the outside, and we have failed to do that. So now he will feel more emboldened and, in fact, ironically, more aggrieved and motivated to take his opponents to revenge.
I guess how unusual does his case appear to be? It's almost, to the casual observer, it's almost like he's so unique in this type of personality that's almost what brought him to this world stage.
Yes, people were charmed by him, beguiled by him. That's actually very common with these individuals, but they're usually, it's an impairment. It's not a strength. So they do this in order to gain lots of approval or adulation. They seek the approval of crowds because they're severely lacking in their development, and then they also have predatory tendencies where they beguile people in order to exploit them. We have been lucky enough not to have such impaired individuals run for such high office. But it commonly occurs, especially in less developed countries and constantly. I specialized in this personality defect where treating mostly violent offenders, they often have these qualities, and they're in jails and prisons and contained by society. They're quite common, but they don't attain levels of power. In this case, one got away. It's more common in corporate settings, but it hadn't been on the national stage because our democracy had been working until now.
Is that basically indicating some kind of dictatorial personality, or the only I can do it?
Right. It's often a warning sign when someone says, only I can do it, or I can do all these different things better than all the experts in all those fields. That's not something that a healthy person says. But when the population is suffering from a poor level of health, they're actually attracted to those qualities. And I had been worried about the declining level of public mental health for at least a couple decades in this country. And so this is how it has manifested. Instead of seeing it as a warning sign or seeing it for what it is or being repelled by it, people were attracted to it. And that's what happens when people of similar defects meet one another.
Well, and people will say, well, he's not your patient, so you can't diagnose him, but what's your intent of going public with these concerns? Because he's in that kind of, he has the nukes and he's in that kind of position?
Right. To make clear, I'm not making a diagnosis. I'm not interested in making a diagnosis. He's not my patient. And a clear distinction needs to be made between clinical psychiatry and preventive psychiatry or public health. Public health does not deal with the individual. It's dealing with the effects of the individual on the public. It's the public that I'm trying to protect. And our medical ethics makes clear that we have a responsibility to patients as well as responsibility to society. It's the latter that I'm trying to meet.
You've been outspoken about this person, and this has not made your life easier, needless to say, the last 3 years. So what's your sort of frustration level personally?
Of course, it's frustrating, but it's not surprising. That's the nature of mental impairment, and that the more impaired you are and the more severely debilitated you are, the more likely you are to insist that you don't have a problem and to run as far as you can from evaluation and treatment. And that's ordinarily what we deal with in mental health. So it's not surprising. What is very concerning is that we have such an individual in a position of influence, and now he's frankly infecting the entire population because he has high levels of exposure, and people are emotionally bonded to him. He has made sure that that would be the case, and he is affecting the population as well as those around him.
What do you say to those folks who don't believe you at all and say, well, you know, he says he's fine and he says this and that and the man would never lie to us? What do you say to those folks if you can offer that?
Well, if he's so fine, then please submit to an evaluation. We've been calling for an evaluation for 3 years, over 3 years, and he's showing multiple signs for which we would have done an involuntary hold on anybody else other than the president. It would have already happened. So please submit to an evaluation. Please put us put our minds to rest. I mean, he has met our timetable with exactitude and has worsened with the exact level and severity that we had estimated. So if we allow him to go on, it's going to not only keep getting worse, but accelerate. So we're in a very perilous place, especially, as you said, because of his access to nuclear weapons. And he's very attracted to nuclear weapons. We can see from his policy and implementation of policy day by day.